Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is expected to begin meeting with senators this week. And the Senate Judiciary Committee is in line with President Trump's push for a swift confirmation. As NPR's Sam Greenglass reports, hearings are set to begin on October 12th.
President Trump called Judge Amy Coney Barrett one of the nation's most brilliant legal minds with sterling credentials.
This should be a straightforward and prompt confirmation. Should be very easy. Good luck. It's going to be very quick. I'm sure it'll be extremely non-controversial.
The president wants his nomination confirmed quickly, despite protests from Democrats who say that whoever wins in November should pick the next justice. Now, the debate turns to Capitol Hill, where Senate Republicans likely have the votes to put President Trump's third nominee on the Supreme Court. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
Protests are continuing across the country this weekend over the case of Breonna Taylor, shot dead by police 6 months ago in Louisville, Kentucky, where hundreds gathered downtown yesterday, as Ryan Van Velzer from member station WFPL reports.
Breonna Taylor! For more than 120 days, protesters have called for the arrests of the officers that killed Breonna Taylor. But that hasn't happened. The only charges that came from the AG investigation were for the shots Officer Brett Hankison fired into a neighboring apartment, not Taylor's. Protester Constance Every says that's not justice, but she has another idea of how to get it.
We have to get back to as what is important for the people, our voting power. Again, why is this happening? Well, it's happening because you have to look at the political leadership in place here.
Every says protests will continue until the country stops the unethical killing of Black Americans. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.
A police officer is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries after his gun was taken from him inside a Los Angeles police station. He was not shot but received bumps and bruises, according to Chief Michael Moore. It happened after a man entered the building and got into a fight with the officer.
During that altercation, it appears at this very early stage that the officer's weapon was taken from him and rounds were fired.
Another officer intervened, Moore said. The suspect fled in a truck, but has since been arrested. Dry heat remains in the forecast across central and northern California. It's no help to the thousands of firefighters battling some two dozen major blazes across the state. The National Weather Service has issued widespread red flag warnings as the heat plus wind plus lack of moisture raise fire concerns to critical levels today. The August Complex fire remains the biggest in the state. It's burned more than 870,000 acres north of Sacramento. You're listening to NPR News. Armenia is under martial law after clashing with its neighbor Azerbaijan over a disputed mountainous region. Both sides are claiming civilian casualties. Armenia says it shot down at least one helicopter following air and artillery attacks. Azerbaijan says it was responding to shelling along the front. Pope Francis is weighing in on the fighting, appealing to both sides to resolve differences through negotiations. Canada could see as many as 16,000 deaths from COVID-19 by the end of the year. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, that's according to new modeling from the U.S.
The modeling comes from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington. So far, it has provided accurate assessments of the number of deaths in the U.S. The Institute is predicting more than 16,200 deaths in Canada by January 1st, based on the situation as it is now. It also suggests that if public health guidelines are eased, the death toll could go even higher. The model also suggests that masks in public places could slow down the numbers, saving thousands of lives. Canada has reported just over 9,250 deaths and more than 150,000 cases. With the Prime Minister warning this week that a second wave of the coronavirus is underway as cases surge in the four biggest provinces. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The U.S. continues to have the highest number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the world, with more than 7,079,000 and more than 204,000 deaths. Globally, cases are nearing 33 million, with deaths topping 994,000. I'm Amy Held in Washington. You're listening to NPR News.